Days on Felucia, Juno decided, were the longest in the galaxy. They felt like it anyway. While coda-paced, she monitored Imperial transmissions emanating from the Verdant world. Someone had to keep an eye on the Senator's transport, so she stationed Proxy outside with his lightsaber and a blaster to keep wildlife, much more determined and vicious than last time, away from both ships, and kept an ear out herself for any sign that trouble was on its way. If things got sticky, she could fly the Rogue Shadow and Proxy the transport. When Starkiller calmed to tell her that he'd located and secured Senator Organa, she felt her stress levels ease. "Give me the coordinates and I'll pick you up." He did so, and then added something that made her even more anxious than before.
"Don't be alarmed when you see me. It's only superficial."
"What's only superficial?" The sound of a rancor roaring came over the comlink. It sounded close.
"Hurry, Juno. Things are getting a little uncomfortable here."
She did as she was told, calling Proxy and telling him that she was taking the ship on a short hop but would be back soon. The droid reassured her affably enough that he would be fine while she was gone. Then she hollered for Coda to strap himself in. The general came forward to sit in the co-pilot seat, even though he couldn't see through the forward viewport or use the controls.
"What's the hurry?"
"Our friends need a lift," she said, flicking switches and warming up the repulsors.
"Bail is safe?"
"So I'm informed. Now don't ask me any more questions. This is going to be tricky if we're to avoid appearing in someone's line of sight." The Rogue Shadow lifted off the giant mushroom cap, but stayed low, just above the layer of strange vegetation hugging the planet's surface. Jerking the ship from side to side, she kept it as low as the ray-like predators she'd seen circling prey through the trees. She flew over an 8-meter-high rancor that was running with its head down along a path identical to hers, pushing trees aside in its haste. It didn't even look up. 30 seconds later, she passed another. It, too, was following the same heading.
"I think I've worked out what uncomfortable meant," she said.
"Hold on, General. I'm going to shave a few seconds off our arrival time." Pushing the throttle down harder, she threw caution to the wind, bringing the Rogue Shadow up in a steadily rising gradient, and then flipping it over when they reached Starkiller's coordinates. A war seemed to be breaking out between a herd of angry rancors and thousands of Felucian scavengers over a single giant carcass. The remains were bloody and barely recognizable as a biped of enormous size, but she had no time to speculate on its nature. Two men were waving for her attention from the edge of the bloody melee. She directed the ship's downwash away from them, scattering three rancors that appeared to have been bothering them in the process. When she opened the belly hatch and extended the ramp, the sound of Felucia's animal kingdom in open revolt almost deafened her. Footsteps ran up the ramp.
"Okay," said Starkiller. "We're aboard. Take us away."
She glanced over her shoulder to make sure and froze that way for half a second. Starkiller was covered from head to foot in a thick layer of blood.
"Don't be alarmed," he had said. That was an understatement.